Hello there, everybody. This is Tahira Monique Brown. How are you today? I am here with Victor Brown. Say hello, Victor.
Hello, everyone. How are you? It's great to be here.
So this is the first day that we are starting the opportunity of a lifetime. No, I'm Josh. But anyway, work with me, people. This is the first episode that Victor Brown and I are going to do together as a team, and as I promised, we will be recording every week a topic that I feel would be positive for everyone. And as you know, lately it's been very hot outside, and we've been having a lot of situations where there's been a lot of violence in the world. So how do we keep peace and calm in our homes? And listening to the news, how does that affect you? And how do you have discussions about these topics without bringing some of that animosity that you hear out there in your home? And how do we talk about solving those issues from afar? You know, maybe someone sharing positive messages like what Victor and I are going to be doing. Or maybe you out there working with some organizations, some nonprofits that's out there trying to work and solve some of the issues of you. Victor Brown, you have some ideas that we may be able to, that you would consider.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talking about, you know, dealing with this. And maybe you can do something that's scripture related if something's on the top of your head. Because I know I came after you out of the blue.
Well, I'll begin with the heat. I know that we talk about a lot every day. We discuss, you know, what is the temperature going to be? What's the weather going to do? Because you have to really think about things like drinking water all day long. A lot of these issues start with each of us individually. We need to take care of ourselves. We need to drink water, exercise, do the things we need to do, and then focus on the things that need to be done each day and every day. And then as you look at the conditions throughout our nation and around the world, the division, the issues, a lot of it is people are struggling sometimes to take care of themselves. And sometimes a lot of the conflict comes from that. So I think caring about each other, looking out for one another, you know, the scripture says love one another. So that's really important for us to do that. I think that's where it begins. I think it's easier to tackle something simple like, have you eaten today? Have you had that glass of water? Have you been drinking water throughout the day? Are you staying out of the heat? And then from there, build it up to where I've got to think about my neighbor. I've got to think about that family member, my spouse. You know, did I say anything that rubbed my spouse the wrong way? Did I say anything to my son, my daughter, my grandson, my granddaughter that I shouldn't have? Or have I taken the time to listen to them? Or am I too busy doing what I'm doing? So I think those are little things, little nuggets that we can take with us to try to help us solve some of the big issues. If we can't solve the small issues, then we aren't going to have a chance to deal with those bigger issues. So that's what I got today.
And one of the things that Victor and I do is we have date nights, I do what I call kidnap me and take me to a special restaurant or take me on a special outing because, you know, he works so hard during the week. We barely have time to be together. And other times, you know, I'll have just little bits of time to get important matters taken care of. But we try to resolve those as soon as possible so that we can just get into loving each other and appreciating each other, you know. And I always tell people, you could be at my house all day long and my phone may not ring at all because I share all of my grievances, all of my special moments with my husband, and not just as my husband, but as my best friend. And that's something that can be developed over time in relationships, because when we first get into relationships, we don't really know each other. We're really just, you know, riding the waves, so-called as husbands and wives, but we never took time to be friends. We're raising children, we're, you know, being involved in paying bills, and, you know, and all that can be built up a lot of tension, and you're not taking time to get to really know each other. Little things about each other that would be a nuisance to others may be cute and funny to you. And so I'm just saying, you know, take time to know your partner, love your partner, respect them, not just as a husband or a wife, but also as a friend. Anywho, we didn't want to take up much time today because this is our first episode together of Tahira and Victor Brown with Tahira's Tahiraisms. And you all just have a fantastic day, okay? Goodbye.